Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host for this time, Betsy McLaughlin. And it's so funny, I went for a minute, it's like, oh, what's my name? I guess it's going to be one of those days. So I am so happy that you're here. And I have a wonderful lady on with me today, Miss Christine. Oh, so first of all, I would just like to say thank you for showing up, Christine, and being willing to play with us today.
Absolutely. So much fun. Thank you for having me, Betsy.
And how do you pronounce your last name for everybody?
Yeah, it is Fiona.
That's right, Fiona. You told me the other day, and I was like, I'm not going to try to remember and butcher it. So I figured I would just ask you to tell us. So Christine, she is such a fun person, you guys, and I'm really excited that she's here with us today. She lives in Swift Current, Saskatchewan, Canada. She is a private practice counselor. She is a certified bar facilitator. She is, I love this, she is an abundant living guide. Yay!
Yay, so much fun.
I love that so much, honestly. And she's inspired to bring joy to the planet. Yes. How much more joy can we all be contributing and bringing to this wonderful world of ours? So today, and is there anything else you would like to tell us about you? And before I forget too, well, go ahead and tell people how they could find you.
Sure. So if people want to say hi and reach out, you can find a little bit more on my website, which is capacitiesunleashed.com. And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here and help unleash the capacities and the brilliance and the joy with you and everyone who's listening. And yeah, what are we going to create today, I wonder?
Oh, that's so cool. So today we are going to be actually talking about one of my favorite things to talk about, and that is creating yumminess. And today we're going to talk a lot about how we can create yumminess with our bodies. And Christine has a little bit of a backstory, if you will. She had childhood cancer, and she has had, I'm sure, all kinds of things projected at her, you know, points of views from doctors and other, you know, family members and probably even yourself, and all kinds of not fun experiences with doctors and maybe hospitals and all of that. So she's going to share with us, you know, how she's let go of some of that energetic stuff that can be, you know, that you carry around with you. And then I'm sure we'll go lots of other places. So why don't you just give us a little bit of your story, Christine?
Sure. So, yeah, you know, when we think about yumminess and yumminess in our bodies, you know, you and I have talked before about that. I think most of the time we want to refuse the yumminess, and we get into story and we get into the drama and the wrongness and all a bunch of other things. And we make the stories of our bodies, like what we put on our bodies, a big deal. And so, yeah, I was 13 when I was diagnosed with childhood cancer, and lots of stuff goes through your body. There's now, you know, a disease hanging out in your body, and medicine and needles, and I mean, physically, there's changes that show up.
Sure.
But what showed up as an adult, what was really interesting is, even though it's been years since I was sick, and I am not sick, my body's healthy and well and good, I had no idea about the layers of almost like energetic toxicity that I was holding in my body from way back then. And it was just, it was totally unconscious. And I started using the tools of Access Consciousness.
Wow.
I was doing Access Body Processes on me. And I was just, I was really aware that I was judging my body in ways that I didn't realize I was. And what came up was, wow, Christine, this is so interesting. Like, that's been so long ago, and it's not mine. It's not mine. And that piece about how we take on the energetic projections and the energetic, the energetics of everyone on the planet when they hear cancer or when they hear whatever that is. And I absorbed it, and it was gross. And I remember, like, I just decided, like, this is, I mean, I could keep choosing that, but I didn't want to. It wasn't creating more for me. And so back in March, I mean, I've been using the tools of Access Consciousness for probably like 5 or 6 years. And you get it when you get it. And my body was now ready to show me, and I was ready to hear from my body in this new way, and realized, okay, cool, there's like levels of toxicity in an energetic way in my body that I want to let go of now. So I used the tools of Access and dropped about 40 pounds in maybe 6 months. Of just energetically allowing my body to no longer hold what it was not, what was not contributing to it. And to then just allow me to receive the yumminess, to be the yumminess of me.
Absolutely, you know, there's so much that you said in there with the whole toxicity piece.
Mm-hmm.
Besides what might be pumped into your body through drugs or whatever, as well as the energetic piece. And I too have, you know, I had cancer, and I had 6 months of chemo every day and 6 weeks of radiation. So, you know, you imagine like what happened, you know, like what that did to my body. And so, yes, you have the physical part, but then you also have the energetic of it. So you talk about the tools of Access Consciousness. So for anybody listening, it is a whole that might not know, it is a whole modality, a body of work that there's tools and questions and body processes, which Christine mentioned a little earlier, that all, you know, you can play with one or a whole plethora of these things that for both of us and many, many, many other people have contributed just greatly to their lives. So when you said that you used some of the tools, what were these tools that you used?
Well, there were definitely some Access body processes that I ran on my body. So if you haven't, if that's all new for people listening, definitely go to the Access Consciousness website and check that out. And there's body process facilitators and Access that can help you out. So I was using some body processes, but the on top of that, that piece about staying in questions and deleting all the points of views I have about my body. So what I would do actually is, I didn't try to figure it out. I didn't try to figure out, oh, is this because of my chemo? Is this because of my bone marrow? Is this because of my like the diagnoses. I let all of that go. And I, one of the greatest tools, I would stand in front of a mirror and I'd be naked and I would rub my hands all over my body and I would just say whatever points of view are in my body that are not creating ease, joy, and awesome, I delete you now. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I just like literally did it like an energetic body scrub, rubbing my hands. And I would, you know, put my hands on my hips. I've got juicy hips and they're smaller than they were, but I still have juicy hips. And I would feel like I'd feel the rage. I'd feel the anger. I'd feel the crank and I would touch my legs and I'd be like, ah, and I'd feel the crank and I'd be like, okay, that's not me. That's not mine. I'm ready to let you go now. Whatever anger is in my legs, I release you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pop, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And that's the clearing statement. And I would run the clearing statement on my body. I would delete points of views that I knew of and that I didn't know. And I was just ready. Like for me, it was Betsy really like willing to be different. Like the body that I knew was asking for something else. And it wanted to be a body that I did not yet know. And so I was willing to allow the body I do not yet know to arrive. And I would do an energetic scrub and an energetic wash of my body and allow whatever thoughts, feelings, points of views I have about my body that are not a gift to fuck off. Go away. Right, wrong, good, bad.
Yeah. Well, and that, you know, these weird sounding words that would be like make no sense it really just is like an energetic wand that clears out gunk, you know. So whether or not, you know, you want to use that, that's totally up to you. You don't have to. But it's about talking about like just clearing out the energetics. And what we don't realize is how it kind of sticks to us like, you know, lint or something where it's just all these things. So whatever works for you to clear it out, whether it's anything we're talking about or something that you find for you, you know, and any part of your life that you can look at and say, you know, what have I been carrying around with me that maybe I don't need to anymore? And, you know, and then because all of those things that you were carrying around, were they contributing to the life and the living that you desired to create, or was it creating something else?
It was heavy. Like it was not, and, you know, it wasn't creating my life. It was slowing down my capacities to create. And what's interesting for me, I mean, if people are listening, we're in our bodies all the time, but most of the time we're not in connection with it. And what happened for me is the more I connected to my body, the more my body was showing me what was not helping it. And then I had to choose, it's like, do I go there and allow my body to let that go? Or do I stay comfortable? And comfortable didn't create for me. And there was a period of probably 2 weeks in that whole time where I was like, okay, this is it. Like, I am no longer going to hold the toxic judgment of my body from anything in my life, whether it's cancer or whatever. And my body released it. And Betsy was crazy. I belched like a crazy woman. I burped up gas for like 2 weeks. I was burping like an Alka-Seltzer commercial. I could not stop belching. And it was uncomfortable. I was achy. I was in pain. And I was aware that this was my body letting go of all the toxic energies that it was not contributing. And I did that and lost a whack of weight and felt awesome. And it was fun to belch it out because I was ready to choose it. It wasn't comfortable, but it was fun.
Isn't that something? And, you know, so our bodies are constantly showing us. So, you know, you're talking about the belching piece and all of that. It's like that was an amazing way for your body to literally be releasing it out. And one of the things that fascinates me about these beautiful energetic body processes that we play with is what I will sense, and not all the time, but sometimes, you know, what I sense releasing from my body. And I'm like, I had no idea that was even in there. And it could be very light. It could be sometimes I actually feel like this whoosh go through my body and I'm kind of like, whoa, what was that? And it doesn't hurt or anything, but it's just like, you know, this, the movement and the energy, and we are so much more all of that than we realize. And, you know, so it's fascinating to me. Anyhow, I could, you know, that's why I always recommend to somebody who they've never had anything like this, you know, whether it's Reiki or access bars, or we do energetic facelifts, we do all kinds of other body processes, or something else, quantum touch or something. Like if you've never done anything like that, you know, like whatever you're pulled to try, then go play with it. Go try it. You know, reflexology, you know, like whatever, like what would your body enjoy? And that's kind of what we're talking about today, right? Like creating yumminess for your body, nurturing and whatever that is. So I'm not here to tell you that I have all the answers or anything like that. And I don't think Christina is either. Right. But it's like sharing some of our own personal experiences. And I tell you what, I wish that I had had what I know now when I was going through the cancer treatments and the surgery and everything. It would have certainly made things a lot easier. But, you know, it happens when it happens. And I might not have been open to receiving the information back then. But when I was ready, I found it and I heard about things that all kind of led me down this path. Oh my gosh. Time for our first break, you guys. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Looking to change anything in your life, to have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance and explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call in to Imperfect Brilliance with your questions, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
How much more yumminess can we create with our bodies? And I am having this conversation today with Christine Ciona. And
yay!
Thank you so much. And we were talking about all the energetic stuff that we keep in our bodies right before the break, and some of the things that you did to release it from your body. What else would you like to share with your journey in creating more communion and yum for your body?
Yeah, I love that question. Holy smokes, communion and yum with your body. A big piece for me that has allowed more communion and more yum for me is to be willing to be the joy in my life. And I'll often tell people or invite them to ask, like, what would it take to be the joy magnet in your life? Because we often look outside of ourselves for the yumminess. We look outside mm-hmm. of ourselves for the answer with our bodies.
Yep.
And what if you're the magnet? You know, what if you are the magnet of the joy? What if you are the magnet of the yumminess? And so that has been something that I like to do for myself every day. And rather than making it about my body, because then that's just me projecting my stuff onto my body, instead of how much fun can I have with my body today? And asking that, like, how much fun can I have with my body today? How much fun can my body be if it was the joy magnet? And then it's really interesting because my body will show me what the fun is, and then I can choose it or not choose it. And what has happened sometimes is I'll find I'm not choosing it. Like, my body will want to lie down in the grass and do nothing in my backyard. And then I have to, you know, listen and go, really? Like, but shouldn't you be doing something? Shouldn't you be working? Shouldn't you be getting things done? And if I ask the question, okay, well, what does my body want to create more yumminess? What does my body want to have more joy? And it'll say, you know, lie down in the grass and look at the sky. I'll find my human brain will go, oh, well, you shouldn't do that. That's just silly. And then how much fun can I have choosing to listen to my body? And it doesn't have to be you lie down in the grass all day long. It might just be a 5-minute hit of looking up into the sky. So I just have fun allowing my body to show me, because I'm asking the question, like, mm-hmm. how much fun can I have today being the joy magnet? And what does my body know that would create more joy?
And, you know, I love that. Even that question, body, show me. Show me mm-hmm. what you would like to do. Because how much time, I mean, probably 99.99999% of the time of my life, at least as an adult, I have overridden what my body has wanted to show me.
Exactly.
So, right, so now I'm relearning, like, just getting myself kind of out of the way and be like, all right, body, show me. What would you enjoy doing today? What would you enjoy wearing? And it may or may not be the same thing that I would like to do. And, you know, so when you're not in tandem, in agreement, what do you actually like say to your body, well, I'm going to choose this and I hear you and we'll do that later? Or what do you do so that you're staying in communion?
Yeah. Great question. Part of that is I try to ask more questions, and if I'm, which, you know, can sound ridiculous. You know, I can kind of hear my dad in my head right now going, well, you can't just always ask questions. You have to just choose something. So I would just, if I'm noticing that I'm out of sync with, you know, if my body's saying lie down and rest, or if my body is saying go for a run and I'm resisting that, then I'll ask a question. I'll ask another question, like, is now the time to choose that? Or if it's not now, when can I choose that? And I will write it down. Like, I'll put it in my schedule. And an example, Betsy, you know, I used to think that I'm not a runner. And there's sometimes in my life, in my head, I'll still say that. I'm like, oh, I don't run. Like, I just cha-cha. I had asked my body, I'm like, hey, body, what would you like to do today that would be really fun for you? And I got this message, voice going, run. And I laughed. I like, that's crazy. You're not a runner. And then I'm like, wait a minute. And so I asked again, body, really? Like, is running what you're asking for right now? And it said, yeah. And so, okay. I noticed I was refusing that. I was judging it. I also judged, like, your body's too big to run. Uh-huh. And so I just, again, I just am like, well, whatever that is, I'm going to delete it. And I have my back, and my body has my back.
Yeah.
And if I want a different life, I have to start choosing different. And so I downloaded the app. One day I downloaded the Nike Run app, and that was the choice I made that day. I didn't run that day, but I downloaded the app that day. And then, you know, these little baby steps.
Right.
So we think it has to be, you know, all or nothing. And it might just be a week of whispers. And you're just listening all week long, run, run, yeah. run. And then at one point you might choose it. And it's not wrong to not run that day. It's just to notice what you're choosing.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And it is, you know, it's whispers, it's baby steps. And I, too, you know, feel like I got to do all or nothing. And then anywhere I have that point of view, it's like, well, wait a minute. Is that true? Like, what are you saying to yourself, and how is even just saying that stopping yourself before you even start? Because then you start to feel overwhelmed or like there's no way I can do it all. Mm-hmm. So why even bother starting? Mm-hmm. And so like all that nonsense that we can say to ourselves is like, what if we just actually stop? And I love that. Yeah. You're like, just one day I downloaded the app. That's all I did. It's like, oh, okay. And you can feel even the ease with that, and that there was no force, there was no engagement, there was none of that. It was just like, okay, that's what I did today. All right. Mm-hmm. I love
and
that.
There's that piece in there about, you know, what if it's easy? What if yumminess was
yep.
easy? What if joy was easy? You know, and this piece about, like, and I see this in my life sometimes, but also in the people that I work with, is that we make joy and yumminess so hard and so separate from ourselves that we don't realize we're choosing it. I'll say that again. So, like, we make the joy and the yumminess of our lives so separate from us and so hard that we don't even notice when we're choosing it. And what would it take to actually celebrate the joy we are being? What would it take to celebrate the yumminess we are choosing? Rather than, you know, oh, I'm not the runner. It's like, well, no, hey, I like downloaded the app. I tried on spandex pants today. Like all the things
right.
we are choosing. And there is joy always, and there is yumminess always, and it's who we be when we're allowing it to when we're allowing ourselves to be to celebrate it, to witness it, because it's in us. And
it truly is.
How much fun is that?
It truly, truly is. And with all of this that you have shared today, like, have you been able to let go of the, and I, like, for lack of a better way to say this, you know, like, that you're a cancer survivor and that label?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I
mean? Yeah, you know. Totally. And I'm smiling really big right now, and I want to laugh because, oh my God, Betsy, like, the stories we make in our lives are so ridiculous, and that yet they limit us so much. And even as a kid, like, I never bought the word survivor. Because I thought, well, if I'm surviving, then I'm like, that's like a fire. Like, then this is a problem. And so I was really weird as a kid going through it anyway. What happened is, yes, I bought the energetic crap, but I wasn't aware of that until, you know, 20 years after being sick. As a kid, when I went through the chemo experience, we were in it in a really weird way as a family. Like, we took Polaroids of every single thing that I went through. We made photo boards. Mm. Like, we were like the Simpsons do cancer. Like, it was a really fun experience on a weird level and not fun at the same time.
Sure.
It was fun when I wasn't buying the story. It was not fun when I was buying the story. And so for me, the more that I am just my magic, the more that I am my brilliance, the more that I am the joy of me, nothing can stick me. No story can stick to me when I am being the joy of me.
That is so perfectly said. No story can stick to me when I am being the joy of me. It's like the water going off the back of a duck, you know, it just keeps sliding on by when you're not buying it, whatever it is, whether it's something you tell yourself or something someone else tells yourself. And, you know, like, some people have said those kinds of things to me as well, like, wow, you're a cancer survivor from a long time now. And I'm just like, yeah, that just doesn't really resonate in my world. It's like, yeah, no, that was just me. And it is interesting how so many people will, like, cling to that. And it's not what I choose. And it's not, again, not making anybody or anything wrong. It's just, like, how much more, because those were, even those words, you know, you have cancer, is like you have been kicked in the stomach with a sledgehammer and, you know, like, run over by a car and all of those things. And your whole entire life kind of just goes, you know, to a screeching halt. And then I really, at that point in time, was like, okay, how am I going to handle this? You know, what is my, you know, and going through all the treatments, and I definitely was like, all right, I'm choosing to have joy in my life. I'm choosing to laugh, and because there's so much seriousness around all of this. And
for sure.
Right. And it's okay, I've got to do something to lighten the mood for myself. And so those were some of the things that I did. And you know, I think I've talked about this piece too on the show, where, you know, people call me because, you know, like, what do I do? I've got, you know, a friend of mine or my mother or my sister or whatever is going through it, and I don't know what to do for them. I don't know what to be. And I'm like, okay, first of all, just be you, right? Don't change who you be. They certainly aren't changing. Yes, it is something they're going through, but it does not define who you are. And then from that, like, do things that they enjoy and that bring them laughter, and especially when you're going through that. And that was my point of view, like, I'm going to have as much fun as I can and navigate through the slippery slopes of something I have no idea of, right? So, and then that bringing that joy and infusing it in every situation in your life, how much is that a gift to you, even in the most daunting of things? So, Christine, I think we're about to head to the next break.
Sure.
But I would love for you to remember this question and talk a little bit about it as we, when we come back, about, you know, what do you do during the really, like, the darker times, and then what do you do to get back to you so that you don't have those things sticking on you. So you guys are listening to Imperfect Brilliance, and we're talking about creating yumminess with your body, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Or maybe not. Sorry, Chris.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
How much more yumminess can we all create with our bodies? That is our conversation today, and we've got Christine with us talking a little bit about how she has changed some things in her life. And, you know, interestingly enough, you guys, when I was first looking at creating my website name, you know, logically, I thought, well, I should have it be my name. And it was just something different was asking to be made. And I was looking at what is that? And people always were telling me that I create a lot of yumminess in their lives, in my life. And it was just one of those things that stuck. I was like, creating yumminess, huh? So that is how my website kind of came about. And it's more, you know, like this whole creating yumminess in your life, with your body, with your money, with relationships, like truly with every part of your life. There's so much that we can explore. And today we are talking about more of on our bodies. And Christine has been my guest today, and do you remember my question that I asked you before?
Yes, yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so we were chatting. You were asking me, Betsy, you know, what do you do during the darker times to get back to you, mm-hmm. to kind of get out of the spin? And, you know, we were chatting about having cancer. So my cancer experience was when I was 13. And so the 13-year-old me and the adult woman me are aware of different things and choose different things.
Sure.
And at that time, you know, the piece that when things did get dark, one of the things I didn't do was drop my barriers and be vulnerable. I learned, or I chose to think at that time that if I actually was real and true with what I was aware of, that my feelings would be so powerful that they would kill people. Like that I would just, the emotions that I was going through were so big that I hid them and I didn't allow them. I didn't allow it to be expressed because I really thought if I was real and true about what I was going through, then like I would, my family would die. This would kill my parents. I couldn't possibly tell them what was really happening for me. And so I just kind of stuck it all in my body.
Yeah.
And it was unconscious. Like it wasn't a choice of like, oh, I'm not going to tell my family this because blah, blah, blah. It just happened. So
sure.
Now the awareness that I have now is, you know, yes, we go through dark times and yes, shit happens. And yes, you always have choice. And I never asked questions like that when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And even as an adult, like now that I'm aware of access consciousness and the tools that are creating more for my life, what gets me out of darkness is to know that I am greater than this experience. I am bigger than that moment. I have an energy and a capacity that is greater and beyond this thing that I'm making big. And so I try, and sometimes it's a try, and sometimes it happens with a great ease, is to just drop my barriers and expand out and to just allow my being and my body to have my back, which means not getting trapped in my head and my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do that, then I have way more choice. And it's really hard to describe because it's not like, you know, the way to get abs is to do 25 sit-ups every day. It's like, it's not a recipe. It's just an invitation to, okay, what would it take, Christine, to just melt into this, to melt into you, and to choose the joy in this moment? What would it take to melt into this, to melt into you, and to choose the joy in this moment, to choose the yumminess in the moment? And it means being radically different. Like to choose joy in cancer is insane, but way more fun. To choose joy in, you know, pain is insane, but way more fun. And it's possible because you're bigger than this moment.
Yeah. And that's so true. And, you know, sometimes you can definitely lose sight of it. And it's a moment. And where you, that's, sometimes, you know, where you, it's great to remind yourself of your strength and your potency and that you actually are way more potent and strong than you realize you are and that you've got this. You have your own back, number one, you have your own back. And with that, no matter what happens, like you have a lot of choices. And so with that, it's like, what would you like to choose? And what if none of your choices are bad or wrong? I used to make myself so wrong for my choice. And like, if I made the wrong choice, well, then I stink, I suck, I'm this, I'm that, I'm so wrong, I'm so bad, you know, and I would just go down this black hole of wrongness of me. And that certainly doesn't create yummy for my life or my body. The wonderful thing is, yes, you can change it. And that's the piece where we have the power to change it. So with these things that we've been talking about today, like, and I know that Christine has to leave us shortly. So before you leave, if you could even just give us maybe your top go-to things that when you're maybe not in your happy, joyful place that you use and you play with to get that back for you.
You know, it's really interesting you ask that, Betsy, of like what you do to get back to you when you're not in that happy, joyful place. What's really cool is like I've been in the happy, joyful place for so long, it's rare that I've been, which is really awesome.
That and is so, amazing.
Yeah. So that. One of the pieces is I don't wait to choose the joy until I start to spin. You know, like, sometimes, I mean, if we think about the yumminess for your body, you know, you're choosing, you're creating this really cool invitation for people for 21 days to choose to create yumminess with your bodies. And, you know, oftentimes we don't go to the chiropractor until we have a crick in our neck, or we don't go for the massage until we have pain, or, oh, I'm not going to choose the yumminess of my life until I start to feel not yummy. And so for me, why wait for the shit when you can actually just engage the joy muscle every day? And who doesn't want more joy? So one of the tools, and like I do this every day, before I get up, before I put my feet on the floor, I will ask two things. I'll ask, body, show me the joy of you today. Body, show me the joy of you today. And then I'll ask Christine, listen to the joy of your body today. Because I can get really, I'm really great at creating and doing lots of things and being busy and choosing fast and go-go life. And then I'm also, sometimes when I'm there, I'm not listening to my body. So I'll ask those two things, like, body, show me the joy of you today. I wonder, like with this childlike curiosity, what that joyful body is going to show me today. And then I'll ask me, the head of me, Christine, you know, be ready to receive and be in, like, listen to the joy of your body today. So that I'm allowing, I'm setting that intention before my day even begins, before I put my feet on the floor. Because usually we are so creatures of habit, we'll put our feet on the floor, and then we're just going to be go, 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 do, do, do. We're going to create how we've always created and wonder why we still are choosing the same thing. So, I'll just, that question of like, body, show me the joy of you today, and being, you know, Christine, receive the joy of your body today, and let's go. Let's play. I wonder what's going to show up.
That is absolutely beautiful. And you guys stick around. We'll be talking a little bit longer, but Christine has to hop off.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being
on
with me today.
And
her website is capacitiesunleashed.com. So thank you, Christine. Have a great rest of your day. And
you too.
Thank you. And we're just going to finish up the hour where we're going to talk more about the creating yumminess with your body. And I wonder for all of you guys, Christine has some great questions and some great things. And I love that tip about before you even get out of bed, you know, are you connecting with your body? Are you setting the intention for what you would like your day to be? And I love that. And I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what else I could do, what else I could create. and add to my life that would create more ease. And that's part of what I wanted to talk about, was it doesn't have to be hard. And so these are all little things that we are doing and suggesting, little tweaks. You might be doing a lot of these things already, and what else could you add? One of the tips that I heard, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago, where, you know, when you feel like you're insanely busy and you feel overloaded and you're like, oh my God, I can't do anymore. I actually heard this suggestion, and it said, add more to your life. And you're like, wait, what? I already feel like I'm on complete overwhelm, and you're saying add more. And I was like, you know what? Let me try it. Instead of just deciding, let me try it. And what was funny was I added one more thing, and then everything else became easier. So, and then that's what I wanted to talk about, is like, actually, how much more ease could you create with your life? So that's not logical at all, right? You already feel overwhelmed. You've already got way too much to do. You want me to add something else? That might be something to play with. So what if it's actually different than what you think? So what if it is different and it's way easier than we think it is to create ease in our lives, to create yumminess, to create joy? And, you know, I make a lot of decisions and conclusions, a lot of snap judgments, and all of those snap judgments and decisions and conclusions can basically stop me in my tracks. And that does not create the yumminess that I desire to create. So with that, when I realize what I'm doing, or if I might not realize it, it might be just like, you know, this isn't going as smoothly or as easily as I get that it could be. So then that's when I start asking questions. And if you guys are new to the show, or just as a reminder, you don't need to have the answers. It's asking the questions. So what questions could I ask here? Sometimes I even just ask that because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to ask here. So what question could I ask? If I knew not this, what else could I ask? What else is possible? So you don't even have to have the perfect question to ask here. Now, it's totally, what's the word I'm looking for? It's totally always just fluid. And what pops in the moment? So creating yumminess, having communion, having embodied, the joy of your body, the joy of embodiment, for me, has been quite the journey. I have created a 21-day program of creating yumminess with your body, and it's going to be daily Facebook Lives in a private Facebook group. We are going to have a Zoom at the end of the 21 days to answer questions and facilitate. In between, you know, there will be that private Facebook group where questions can be asked and facilitation, and who knows what else will show up, but that's kind of the rough outline of what we're going to do. And it starts October 14th. So if you guys are interested, it is on my website. It's $21 for 21 days, creatingyumminess.com. So check that out. I wanted to be sure to invite you guys to that. And then here's some tips, whether you choose it or not. What could you create for you today? What brings you joy? Can you stop for a few minutes and just be with you? We're all so busy and we have a lot going on, you know, and a lot of distractions and things coming at you from all kinds of directions. You know, your phone, your Skype, your WhatsApp, your Facebook, your emails, you know, your doorbell ringing, the kids, the dogs, the car, you know, like whatever it is, your work, there's so many things. And we can very easily lose ourselves in all of that and put ourselves last. I'm an expert at putting myself last. So I do have to remind myself, and I still do, is like, okay, what does my body require today? What does my, and my body will get loud if I ignore what she's asking me for. You know, my eyes start burning if I've been on the computer too long. Okay, I need to close the computer screen, walk away for a little bit, go outside, or just do whatever. And so, you know, if we're willing to have more and more and more communion with our bodies and ask our bodies to show us what they require, they tell us. And one of the things that I've said to my body is, you know, body, we speak a different language sometimes, and I don't understand what you're telling me. So can it be different? Can it be ease? Yes. So how much fun can you have with it all? Thank you so much, you all. Go create even more yummy with your body. Till next time. Bye-bye.